Good evening and welcome to Night Prayer from the Vicarage. Today is Thursday, the 16th of April, and we are still in Easter week, although it does seem very strange that we are marking Easter this year. But as I said on Sunday, it's not something that we can put on hold and celebrate in a few months' time. Easter, like spring, comes and we have to mark it in any way that we possibly can. However, that doesn't mean to say that we won't be celebrating with great joy when all of this is over. But this evening I am going to light the Paschal candle, which I blessed on Sunday morning here at the Vicarage. Alleluia, Alleluia, Christ is risen. The order of service for tonight is the one that you can download from the website, which is the one for night prayer. If you have a copy, then please do follow me. But if not, just sit back and enjoy the words, as this beautiful day draws to an end and the sun is beginning to set. The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And we'll just take a few moments now to reflect on this day past. And I give thanks too for the conversations that I've had with many people today, walking around the villages. And we say together, most merciful God, we confess to you before the whole company of heaven and one another that we have sinned in thought, word and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Spirit and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be for ever. Amen. And again we say together, before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep. From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know. O Father, that we ask be done, through Jesus Christ, your only Son, and Holy Spirit, by whose breath our souls are raised to life from death. Our psalm this evening, if you're following the lectionary, is 106. But actually, I thought that I would use a psalm from the Celtic tradition by David Adam. And it's the Risen Lord. As the day dawns, we rejoice that the sun is risen. Christ, come to us. Destroy the darkness of death. Disperse the clouds of night. Warm our hearts with your love. Guide our travails with your light. Let us walk with you as children of the day and not of the night. In your light this day we shall see light. We welcome you, giver of hope and life, conqueror of death and hell. We rejoice in you and eternal life. Alleluia. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be for ever. Amen. The Old Testament reading is taken from the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, beginning at verse 2 and ending at chapter 6, verse 3. I slept, but my heart was awake. Listen, my beloved is knocking. Open to me, my sister, my love. My dove, my perfect one. For my head is wet with dew, my locks with the drops of the night. I have put off my garment. How could I put it on again? I have bathed my feet. How could I soil them? My beloved thrust his hand into the opening, and my innermost being yearned for him. I arose to open to my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh. My fingers were liquid myrrh upon the handles of the bolt. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had turned and was gone. My soul failed me when he spoke. I sought him, but did not find him. I called him, but he gave no answer. Making their rounds in the city, the sentinels found me. They beat me, they wounded me, they took away my mantle. Those sentinels of the walls, I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, tell him this, I am faint with love. What is your beloved more than another beloved, O fairest among women? What is your beloved more than another beloved, that you thus adjure us? My beloved is all radiant and ruddy, distinguished among 10,000. His head is the finest gold, his locks are wavy, black as a raven. His eyes are like doves, beside springs of water, bathed in milk. Fitly set, his cheeks are like beds of spices, yielding fragrance. His lips are lilies, distilling liquid myrrh. His arms are rounded gold, set with jewels. His body is ivory work, encrusted with sapphires. His legs are alabaster columns, set upon bases of gold. His appearance is like Lebanon, choice as the cedars. His speech is most sweet, and he is altogether desirable. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Where has your beloved gone, O fairest among women? Which way has your beloved turned, that we may seek him with you? My beloved has gone down to his garden, to the beds of spices, to pasture his flock in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. He pastures his flocks among the lilies. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading, the Old Testament reading this evening, is taken from Luke, chapter 7, beginning at verse 11. Soon afterwards he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went with him. As he approached the gate of the town, a man who had died was being carried out. He was his mother's only son, and she was a widow, and with her was a large crowd from the town. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came forward and touched her bow. And the bearers stood still, and he said, "Young man, I say to you, rise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized all of them, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has looked favourably on his people." This word about him spread throughout Judea and all the surrounding country. This is the word of the Lord. And now we begin again at the top of page 5. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. For you have redeemed me, Lord God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. And the Gospel Canticle. Save us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep may rest in peace. Now, Lord, let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. Mine own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. So now let us pray. And sometimes at the ending of the day, it's really just nice to have some time just to think and reflect on the day, as we did at the beginning. And also to reflect on our world at the moment. To pray for it and to pray for this community here. So Heavenly Father, we do give thanks for this amazing and beautiful weather at the moment. Although it presents to us a sense of surrealness about what is going on, it does make what is going on around the world perhaps more bearable. So we do give you thanks for the greatness of your creation. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we do pray for those areas in the world that are poor, where their medical systems are far from adequate, and will not be able to cope with any sudden rise in illness or people suffering from this virus. So we do pray for the people of the Yemen. We think of all those refugees in refugee camps without water or good basic hygiene. We pray for our brothers and sisters in South Sudan, those in Ethiopia. Think about the people in Syria and Iraq. Lord, watch over them and give them your blessing. But we pray for all those aid agencies, Medicines Without Frontiers, Save the Children, who are going into these areas and offering and risking all to provide care for these people. Lord, in your mercy. I'm thinking of our country. Lord, we do pray for all those who are looking after us at the moment. We think about our doctors and our nurses, and I hold before God the conversation I had with an intensive care nurse this afternoon. May you bless her and watch over her and all her colleagues at this time. Up and down the country, people are risking all so that people are well cared for with dignity. We pray for pharmacists. We pray for our GPs, doctors' surgeries, people working in our shops, people delivering our food, our postmen. They bring a sense of joy and normality to our lives. And we pray for those who are ill in our community at the moment and those who are frightened. We pray for Robin and Josie, for Catherine, for John, for Michael Higgs, for Sarah and Toby, for Jill, for Yvonne, for Celia, for Michael, for Lizzie. Lord, may they feel your healing presence at this time. Surround them with your love. Lord, in your mercy. So, Lord God, carer of all people, creator, sustainer and healer, we pray for all who have contracted COVID-19. Be with them and their loved ones and bring healing to their bodies. We pray for all medical staff and emergency services as they look after the physical health, worries and concerns of their patients, especially the vulnerable and particularly those who have reduced contact with the outside world. Let us be good neighbours, looking out and after each other. We remember the work of scientists discovering and testing vaccines for this dreadful disease, and we pray for all of us caught up in our everyday lives with the effects of these outbreaks. Bless your world, Lord, and help us to be blessings to one another in Jesus' name. Amen. And we pray for those in authority. Heavenly Father, we pray for our Queen and for all those under who guide and govern our national life. Fill them with the fear of your holy name, that they may be set free from the fear of man. Help them in every situation to know and to do the thing that is right and good, and overrule all their deliberations, for the welfare of our people and for our own glory. Amen. And the Collect. O thou in whom all things live, who commanded us to seek thee, and art ever ready to be found. To know thee is life, to serve thee is freedom, to praise thee is our soul's delight. We bless thee and adore thee, we worship thee and magnify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Visit this place, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of the enemy. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace. And may your blessings be always upon us, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we draw our prayers together with the words that Jesus Christ taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And the conclusion. In peace we will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make us dwell in safety. Abide with us, Lord Jesus, for the night is at hand and the day is now past. As the night watch looks for the morning, so do we look for you, O Christ. Now may the Lord bless us and watch over us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord look kindly on us and give us peace. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all you love from this night onwards. Amen.